Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by FedEx. Small and medium businesses need happy customers. That's why FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and over 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Capital One Bank. With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions, even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Ty Rizdahl.
Time now for a little bit of Freakonomics Radio, that moment in the broadcast every couple of weeks where we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It is The Hidden Side of Everything. Dubner, how are you?
I've been worse.
You have? All right. Okay.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right. Great. You know why you're doing all right, though? Because Super Tuesday is behind you, man. You don't have to worry about politics anymore.
That is a big part of it. You know how I feel about the presidency.
That's where I was going, because generally you think it's overrated, right?
I do. I believe that the office of the president of the United States, that it just matters a lot less than most people think. Now, I will say, when I make this argument, I get hate mail from both sides of the aisle. So conservatives will accuse me of covering for President Obama, and liberals accuse me of kind of preempting criticism of some future Republican nominee.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, the man is the leader of the free world, so to speak. So what's the actual truth here, dude? How do you
feel? You know, look, personally, I have no horse in any race. I dislike both political parties about equally. But here's the thing. We're heading into a presidential campaign now that is likely to focus on the economy, and rightfully so.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you and your listeners that of all the areas in which the president's influence is overrated, the economy is probably number one. So I'd like you here to listen to Austin Goolsbee, who's a former chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors.
I think the world vests too much power, certainly in the president, but probably in Washington in general, for its influence on the economy, because most all of the economy has nothing to do with the government.
I love the way he talks, by the way. Sounds like a mafia guy, doesn't he? All right, but wait, listen, you were around in the 92 election. You were paying attention, yes?
I was okay. A sentient being then,
that's
yes.
Right. So Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. That's why the guy won.
It's a fantastic campaign slogan. You get to brag about how you will raise employment and lower gas prices, as if, Kai, there's some magical set of buttons in the Oval Office that you get to push once you're elected. You know, more jobs button and so on. But as Austin Goolsbee points out, the president's ability to actually change the shape and the direction and the velocity of the macroeconomy, it's extremely limited.
Let me go back then to the actual politicians who say otherwise. You had Clinton, and now you've got Mitt Romney, former CEO, a business guy, goes out every stump speech he makes and he says, I know what to do in the economy. I've been there. I've created jobs. I've fired people, blah, blah, blah. You're not buying that?
I buy that he believes that to be true. A lot of people have believed that to be true in the past. This kind of common idea of the last 10, 15 years is president as CEO. But it doesn't work that way. We set it up to not work that way. When it comes to unilateral decision making, there's no comparison between what a CEO can do and what a president can try to get done. Here's another way of looking at it some actual data, okay, which is what we like to do.
I was waiting for the data, man. Come on.
In the 2004 Bush-Kerry presidential election, you may recall that there was a little bit of a snafu concerning the early exit polls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kerry was the winner for like, what, 3-something hours, 4 hours?
That's exactly right. It was announced that it was Kerry, but it turned out to be Bush. And the economist Justin Wolfers took advantage of that mix-up for a study that he did.
2004 was a social scientist dream. What you have is 4 hours. I'm a Democrat, so I'll say 4 beautiful hours. In which we basically had a Kerry presidency. And it was random.
So what Wolfers did is he looked at how the stock markets reacted to first the news of a Kerry presidency and then the new, turned out to be correct news, of a Bush presidency.
You see, in fact, that stocks fell a little bit during the 4 hours of the Kerry presidency. And then they rose a bit when it became the Bush presidency.
Now, the difference between a new Democratic president and a new Republican president in the space of 4 hours was actually pretty small. It was about 1.5%. Now, this is just a sliver of evidence, but it does suggest that the people who pay the most attention to the working economy, which is to say Wall Street investors, didn't really care all that much about which president they got. And most economists will tell you that the president's role when it comes to the economy is much closer to, let's say, a cheerleader than a CEO.
Well, yeah, but you're never going to see Obama or Romney out there going, "I can do nothing."
No, you won't. They've got their self-interest. But just once, I'd love a presidential candidate to get up there on the stump and say, "My fellow Americans, I can't control the U.S. economy. I've got a little bit of influence, but mostly it does what it does. If it gets worse on my watch, you shouldn't blame me. And if it happens to get better, you probably shouldn't give me too much credit either."
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Stephen Dubner.
Freakonomics. I think not. Now you know why I'm free to be on your radio show. Nobody in Washington wants to touch me.
That's exactly right. Freakonomics.com is the website. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Kai.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Cars.com. Have you heard about the Your Garage feature on Cars.com? Here's how it works. You add your car to your garage to track its market value and cash in when the time is right to sell. Track both your car's historical and projected value when it's time to sell. Easily secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with Your Garage on Cars.com.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Robert Half. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you are feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.